The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk comes from someone that DZ and I know very well.
We could call him the homie. We ain't gonna say whether we know them personally, got a theme song, or it might be one of us in disguise.
Yeah, he doesn't have a theme song, though. We know him.
No. We just know him.
Somebody we work with. Let's just keep it real.
Yeah, let's keep it a buck.
And he told us this story, and I went, excuse me, you're a jerk, dude. Huh? So hear him out. We asked our friend, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, to leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app for something he did to his people this week.
Yeah.
You ready?
I think so.
Here is what the submission we got, because you can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Feel free to. We have tons of messages. You can leave us an Am I the Jerk comment on one. Here's what Eddie says. Listen to this.
Hey, Allie and DZ. Wondering if I'm the jerk on this one. So I recently quit my band. Long story short, I get where she's coming from, but I did not break up with a girlfriend here. I texted two guys that I play music with, people I will probably jam with sometime in the future, and hang out with in a non-musical context. I truly don't think I needed to drive an hour one way to that person, but my mom is certainly making me feel like a jerk on this one. Wondering what you guys think. Thanks.
Oh, don't worry, Eddie. We have opinions. So Eddie, our friend, coworker, broke up with his band over text.
But didn't end the friendship. He just said, y'all suck.
He moved here. He formed a band. Mm-hmm. He found two band members. Yep. This is the backstory.
Yeah.
He's lived here for a year. They've practiced however long they've been together. They've even played gigs and made a little bit of money.
Ooh, okay. So that was going somewhere as a group.
No, they weren't, apparently, because Eddie broke up with them over text. And then his mom said, you broke up with your band over a text?
He wasn't happy losing with his friends.
Which was the question of the day, see? So is Eddie the jerk for breaking up with his bandmates over text? And they had just had a gig like a week ago. It's not like they weren't playing gigs.
Not at all, yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there.
Just add layers to it just to make it fully understandable for anybody that might be doubting. The non-band community that might need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, let me tell you why I unfortunately got to call our boy Eddie the jerk.
Why?
Because not only did he quit via text,
mm-hmm.
but then he's also saying, I still see myself jamming with them in the future. So you're going to play with them. You just didn't want the commitment of going every time there was a gig.
He's people pleasing him.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, I still jam with you once in a while. Like, I want to hang out with you once in a while, but I don't want to be good friends.
I don't want to be committed.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want to come every week. I'm not trying to find more gigs with you. Basically, I don't want to be full-time. I'll part-time with the team, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dependable for y'all all the time. Mm-hmm. If we all live closer together, maybe. He's looking for excuses, still saying, yeah, listen, we could jam and play and have mm-hmm. fun, but I don't want to be committed to y'all as a band anymore. And that's a little bogus, because those are still your friends then.
When he told us this, my first thought was, wait, you just told us about the band. What do you mean you broke up with the band? I thought you guys were just catching your flow.
And let me tell you what else it means. It means that the band didn't break up. he just left. Oh, it's one thing if all the guys go in their different directions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When one direction went in their own directions, mm-hmm. that was one thing. This ain't that.
Well, and somebody texted in, how did the band members react? I don't know. We should have asked Eddie that.
I think he said that the band took it surprisingly well. Nobody was really necessarily offended.
Well, it was a text.
But it was a text.
How are you going to know what somebody's upset about on
you expect
text?
Somebody to lash out over text? That, I mean...
Yes.
Would you want a paragraph response on why that was a D move, bruh?
For sure. Somebody said, he's a jerk. It should have been a conversation, and he should have given them some lead time to find another person. Oh.
If they were going to keep rocking as a band, I do hear that. I wasn't even thinking about the aspect. What if they had another gig coming up?
Well, didn't you hear him say the part where he said more that some don't show up for practice? I don't think he said that. That's a text we got. I think he said he practices more.
Yeah, more than others.
He threw shade saying he's a better player.
I think so.
Let's be real.
Yeah, I think he's saying he might be more committed to playing well than some of his other bandmates. I don't know if that was verbatim, but that's how I took it.
Right above the he's a jerk, somebody said, not the jerk. He stated that more people practiced more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Stating that he practiced more than others.
They're saying he took it more seriously and others took it as a hobby.
What if he goes and finds another band? You know what
that's
I mean?
Messed up.
I think he's going to go find another band. And I'm not trying to call my man's out, but when you're an athlete, when you're an mm-hmm. artist, when you're a creative, you got to feed that creative juice. Mm-hmm. And just jamming every now and again ain't going to scratch that itch, my boy. He's trying to play.
He is. Somebody said, stop calling your mom and call your friends. I'm assuming he's single. He's not. He actually has a long-term girlfriend he moved here with. They've been together for years. They have no kids. But so I think that's why he goes and plays. They find other things to do when you don't have kids. You have hobbies and things. We just have kids.
This had to have been band that became bros, not bros that became band.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Correct.
And that's why he was like, a text will do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm leaning towards jerk, though. I got to say it. I can't not. I see why people would say not the jerk because it's not that deep. But in a nutshell, for me, it is.
Kimmy and Slinger texted in, jerk sounds like a it's not you, it's me kind of shady breakup.
Ooh, Eddie. Ooh.
All right, 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling, and we try to read them all. So we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We have this amazing new feature on the Odyssey app where you can send us a voice message anytime. So we asked our friend Eddie to send us a message because the story he told, I was appalled.
Felt juicy, yeah, honestly. And yeah, it was, am I the jerk worthy?
He quit his band. This is a friend of DZ's and I's / coworker behind the scenes. Here's what he said.
Wondering if I'm the jerk on this one. So I recently quit my band. Long story short, I felt our musical mojo, our chemistry, whatever you want to call it, was gone. My bandmates and I hadn't been on the same page for some time, and I gotta say that some of us practice more than others. What might make me the jerk in this case is that I quit via text message.
Yeah.
You get the gist, and then he told his mom, and his mom was upset.
Mommy was not happy with mm-hmm. her son.
And I loved his mom when he told me this story. I'm like, oh, your mom wants you to do the right thing.
Mom was at his neck, for real, though. She was like, really? Over text message with your band?
Well, Hannah's in Milwaukee. We'll start with her. Hey, Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is our friend Eddie, coworker, mm-hmm. the jerk for breaking up with his band via text?
Allie and Daisy, he is the jerk.
Okay. Speak on it, though. You got mm-hmm. your reasons. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's interesting that he called in and left a voice message about it, like a nice, long, detailed voice message about it, but then sent his friends, his supposed beloved band members, a text about breaking up.
Oh, like, so what? You know what? I didn't even think about it like that. He left us a voice message, but I didn't even think
can't even
about
bother
it.
To do the same courtesy for his bandmates, a.k.a. like, friends. Oh, snap.
That's actually a really
dang,
funny.
Dang,
that's really
Hannah.
Funny. Wow. Wow.
Sometimes our listeners got way too much logic and it throws me off.
Do you know what's making me laugh right now, Hannah, is that somebody texted in, jerk. He straight wrote a new age Dear John letter.
Hey, yo.
Eddie, he's the new Dear John. And then Megan from Milwaukee texted in and said, jerk, leaving them over text, jerk move.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, girl, at least a nice phone call. That's like, come on.
Yeah, but there's two of them, and that's more time. Well, nobody wants to be on the phone that much.
And I get that you might be traveling an hour for rehearsal / gigs or whatever, but if you're already committed to doing that, you could do it one more time to break up with the band. You have to. You owe them that courtesy, in my opinion.
Well,
even though they ain't paying for your gas, I'm just saying.
Jerk, so Eddie's a jerk.
Kicks it off,
in
Hannah,
Hannah's eyes.
In Milwaukee. Appreciate
That's
you.
Right. Your
ex
changed my mind.
Ooh, have a great day.
Bye, Hannah.
Bye.
Oh, it was her day two, by the way.
Oh.
No, yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow for day three. Bye.
Everybody's trying right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tiffany in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Tiffany.
I say not the jerk.
Oh.
Jumping right
straight
in.
Straight to. And I like your speed because I like to keep it moving.
Descending.
So, yes.
It says, okay,
I get
Hannah.
That when I'm listening. Yeah. So,
she knows me.
Oh, hey, okay, Hannah.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, Tiffany,
do
go. She said,
you marry me, Tiffany? Are you single?
Whoa. How did we get here?
She feels my vibe.
No, but I bartend, and I hear live bands every weekend. One person can so make or break the chemistry. What if they're playing and they sound like garbage? Or what if they just don't have the chemistry like he mentioned,
listen,
and he's traveling all this way.
Tiffany.
Like, I wouldn't want to commit if we weren't sounding
okay,
good.
Okay,
that is fair.
Tiffany's the girl that's bartending, and she hears these awful bands that they actually bring into some of these. And she's
goes,
going,
ew, the drummer sucks.
And
ew, like, the bass player's trash.
She actually thinks it's great they broke up.
Yeah.
Because Tiffany supports bad bands breaking up is what I'm getting at, for her own well-being at work.
And getting better bandmates. Honestly, if one man is throwing off the whole vibe, even if it's our guy or not, that's going to transpire into any gig. And let's be honest, when you're not making quote-unquote the big bucks in the industry, you're putting your own money into it. Mm-hmm. It's your own equipment. It's your own gas. It's your own travel expensing. You're doing a lot of this out of pocket to make a little bit back, hopefully.
I cannot. Okay, I'm trying to listen. And
are y'all swaying me to not the jerk?
No, because you said jerk. Stick with it, dude.
But then Tiffany came in and was like,
not the jerk.
Wow.
Yeah, but listen.
Out of all the bands, I've seen like certain members come and go, and I mean, it makes them sound amazing, or we're like, why do they sound like
terrible?
Well,
night and day.
Somebody texted in and said, do we think Zayn had an in-person conversation with One Direction when he left the band?
Oh, I knew y'all was about to come in with that one as soon as I said One Direction.
How do we know if he hasn't gave hints since then? You know, if like they're not practicing as much as him, maybe, you know, I don't know. If you really meant a lot to the band, then I would have practiced harder and tried to sound better. I don't know.
Tiffany, you don't got to defend your point anymore. You 10 toes and we believe you. You almost swayed me over to not the jerk.
I feel like bartenders everywhere appreciate you standing up for them in this moment. So thank you,
Tiffany.
You
felt the slow clap in the background? Awesome. I felt it too.
Stop having bad bands at bars.
Yes, Tiffany.
Stop having bad bands at bars.
Tiffany. Tiffany. Well, I'll let you later, Tiffany.
Bye, Tiffany.
Love you guys.
Love you back.
Too.
Bye.
Mimi from Milwaukee texted it and said, not the jerk. These are grown men. Get over it.
Dang. I know that's right. Hey, I know that's right.
We're split in the middle, so let's just go to Cassie in Sheboygan.
Ooh, Cassie.
Good morning.
Hey.
Big shoes.
What is he supposed to do? Take him out for a nice steak dinner with a box of tissues and cry about... I'm just kidding. He's not the jerk.
That was amazing.
I was letting you go.
I mean, why not if you want to take him out with a box of tissues?
Let him cry on your shoulder?
Wait, you're saying not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Nah, he's grown. We're all grown. I'm pretty sure the people in the band are probably like, thank God. Maybe they're all just waiting for it to be done. You never know.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be something, bro, if all of a sudden everybody finds a new band, goes their own way, and now they all make it?
Well, Monica in Milwaukee texted in and said, initially, I said, no, not the jerk. Not that deep. I thought about it and said, yes, jerk move. So it's like people will keep changing depending on what you guys say.
It's a flip-floppy, and our people today have been really spot on with whether you say jerk or not the jerk as to why.
And Ed doesn't care if somebody texted in. Let's be honest.
Nah,
he doesn't care.
Eddie don't give nuns. Clearly, he's quitting over text.
Please. His mom's disappointed, but he doesn't care.
Doesn't even care that his mother's disappointed. You think he's going to care that we're calling him the jerk or not the jerk?
Well, no, but Melissa and Hubertus had a great point. Better in a text than on a post-it. Hashtag sex in the city. If you know, you know.
I guess I don't know.
There's a whole episode where he breaks up with her on a post-it. Long story, but you will get to it another day.
Hey, Cassie works it out for us, though. Says, no, not the jerk. They grown. They going to get over
Go,
it.
Go, Cassie.
That's right. All right. That's right. Yay.
Have a great
day, guys.
Appreciate you, too. Bye.
Not the jerk. Well, we get to tell him when he gets to work soon.
Vindication. Go tell. Hey, you know what? Play this for your mom, Eddie. Let her know. Her son's not the jerk. She better start talking to you again.
That's right. Get the Odyssey app, which he already has because he sent us a voice message, and then play the whole show back for his mom. That's a good idea.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.